Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Alessio Rastani, founder and CEO of LeadingTrader.com. Morning to you, Alessio.
Thanks very much.
Right, you've sent a slide, tips, psychological tips for traders.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is obviously an area of trading and I would say an area of analysis, I would say, that's ignored. Most folks who want to learn how to trade or people who want to get into trading or even experienced people, probably ignore this aspect because they're mostly focused on strategies. Okay, give me a strategy or give me the target or when do I buy, when do I sell, things like that. But I would say you got to focus on these things first. Probably one of the best books I recommend anyone to get this book by Mark Douglas. His book is called Trading in the Zone. Now, I don't think these are from his book, but certainly I would say read that book too. But here are three tips to remember. Number one, write down your rules. Unwritten rules in your head. Sure, for some people that may work, but honestly, you got to remember these and you got to write them down. I would say this, Nick. I guarantee anyone who's watching this video right now, anyone who's watching this, if you own a business, I'm pretty sure you have a business plan. Without a business plan, you don't know what's going where. You know, where's your income, where's your expenditure, things like that. You got to have a business plan. Trading is a business, therefore, it needs to be written down like a plan. So make sure you have a written down plan that you observe all the time. Number two, when you make a mistake, don't just learn from it. One of my favorite shows on television, on Discovery Channel, I think it is, it's called Air Crash Investigation. I'm fascinated by it. And one thing I've learned, and I think people will appreciate, in the airline industry, Nick, when there's an air crash, people don't say, okay, so you made a mistake, we'll learn from it and move on. No. But the airline industry has a specific rules. They say, okay, so why did the pilot make an error? How do we prevent it next time around? That's how they think. We've got to apply the same rules that air crash investigators apply. So when you make a mistake, or when you have let's say you have a losing trade that was due to a mistake, you've got to understand why you made that mistake. And you've got to make sure, okay, what do I do to make sure it doesn't happen again? What goes on in my head that allowed me to make that mistake in the first place? So you've got to look deep and set down rules for yourself. For example, if you're the kind of person who puts a very tight stop loss and that causes you to stop out, okay, next time, make sure you remember that and set down rules for not repeating it. So learn from it, doesn't happen again. And finally, people always say, well, what do you do to, some folks often don't get into a trade because they're nervous. They say, okay, what if it ends up being a losing trade? Well, don't over leverage. Most of the time when people are nervous about getting into a trade, it's because they're risking too much. So if you just reduce your leverage, reduce your position size, you'll find that, I would say this, people say, well, reduce it to what? Reduce it to a size, I would say, that if you end up having a losing trade, it doesn't make a big difference to you financially. That's what I would say.
When I was trading, always reduced it to the size that you could sleep.
That's a good one. I like that, Nick. Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. I would say reduce it down, as you said, to a level that you're not nervous, you can sleep comfortably. And you know, and here's the thing, once that trade goes into profit, then you can start adding to your position. Now you know the market is telling you you're right on that trade, right in your call. So that's what I...
Pyramiding the right way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's see
how that helps you. Yeah,
thanks. You.